Irish epic poem in 33 cantos, read by the poet Paul O'Mahony. Canto 17. I saw him. He didn't escape my attention, darling. Oh yes, our little pen pusher's back to hack his way into Montanotti. Snotty little fellow with his purple cravat. A very English-Irish type. Full of pity for the self. What happened to the Endlinian, he promised. Couldn't he have brought us a gift from the valleys? His favourite sweating men. Dylan Thomas men. Eventually he'll go to the falls in Ennistymon, as if he was a Discworld head. We moleskins only get one chance to an epic. We're not going to spoil it by default. Moley in the wind and the willows. Don't be ratty. Diversity in the vestry, ducky. Remember the verse. The only son of the preacher man, me. A flag for thee. Bring on the dancing girls. Dorothy didn't carry Willie's verse for nothing. Where are the women poets? With their naked forms, porn verse, baby. Into the land of the long-skirted girls, to the shopping centre on its knees, praying Santa will be kind. Lights, candles, incandescent prayers. It is already Christmas. The infant conceived. The census designed. Bring your monkeys, they must be counted this of all years. The president decrees you return to the parish and be counted. Count yourself lucky you weren't born a gull on the Skelligs or a lobster in Liscannor. Under a crescent moon, the harvest mouse copulated with an indescribably fancy little rodent. And brought forth issue, immaculately conceived in swaddling straw. That was a practice run for the real thing in Dura-Doyle, the world's greatest crib, the mind's greatest fib. Another day, another bed. How many pillows have I known this week, traipsing from house to house, across county as a bounty hunter? I have my job, I follow my nose, I wait for the accident to happen, putting myself about vulnerable till the inspiration comes. Last night, I had a three-quarter-sized dust-down place, the one I grew in, St. Francis Xavier on the wall, above the holy water font, across from the mantelpiece, with the Sacred Heart, throbbing with love for sinners, pulsating with glamour of exotic ritual, crystallized by the drama in the Garden of Gethsemane, where the Berberis made long, slim thorns, bloodsuckers. I remember fixing one. No, I remember picking one from the bush, fixing it to an arrowhead, bending a bow I'd broken from the side of the wall of Fort Mary, stringing twine for gut, and aiming the needled weapon straight at the posterior of my sister. There were no arses in those days. The priests swept the language free of vulgar words. I fired right at the plumpest part of her bottom, through whatever clothing the five-year-old wore. I drew blood from her as she howled for cover of her mother. Layers of sediment. Beware the sentiment. As I saw the beds I'd vacated, I heard the tunes fixated. Every turn released a drop of the remembered. All reminded me of roots I'd disturbed. Wouldn't I be wonderful if there were no memory, and every moment born without history, a formula for life without patina, a landscape composed of snowflake. But I am doomed to carry the baggage of my years, the scythe I learned to whet, the blade I never forget. I am one fuck of a memory peddler, printed, published, pushed into the reader's hand. Read me, write me, ride me, take the hand I proffer. Let me stir your color chart, agitate your palate, and ultimately, sinisterly, inspire your stories to demi-semi-quavers. Trees wave in the gym, stretch limbs to fullest extent. An oak blows its nose. Ivy fibrillates, clings to the trunk, digs in deep. Infant fixed on nipple. End of Canto 17.